Who is this meant for? Who are you trying to help?
The goal of the Global Learning X Prize is to help children ages 7 to 10 in developing countries with little or no access to teachers. Half the kids in developing countries don't have school, or they don't have teachers, let alone well-trained teachers who show up for work all the time. So the market has failed to provide teachers for these kids. Well, where are you going to get in today's global economy if you can't read or write or do arithmetic? Your options are pretty limited.
Is RoboTutor better than a human teacher?
Of course not. I wouldn't expect it to be, nor would I require it to be. However, it is much better than the human who ain't there. And if only half the kids have teachers, then half the kids don't have teachers. And even the kids who do have teachers don't necessarily have effective teachers.
So it's not trying to replace instruction.
It's trying to make up for a gap.
Right.
And in fact, the entire Global Learning X Prize, I view as a proof of concept to test the idea, first of all, that children together can figure out technology without adult assistance. That premise probably does not surprise most Americans who are still used to back in the old days when, you know, a four-year-old can assemble this, then you better go find a four-year-old. But even in non-technological societies, the premise is kids together can figure out technology. The proof of concept is if they can show that this technology in the form of an Android tablet with these apps on it can provide a basic education at a basic level to kids who aren't getting it otherwise, then that should persuade whoever the powers that be who have the resources to replicate that experiment in other countries and other languages and other cultures.
So how does the application work? What is it? What does RoboTutor look like?
So the kid gets to pick what content area to work on. Tap here for numbers and arithmetic. So the numbers look the same in Swahili as English. And let's see. Let's add some numbers. This is a plus sign. 3 plus 2 means, and it shows what we call dot bags. So 3 triangles next to the 3, 2 triangles next to the 2. It means counting up all of the triangles and seeing how many you get. So I'm writing a 5. So 3 plus 2 is 5. Now, it's your turn.
Why did you want to create an application to teach children?
One of the messages I got loud and clear from my parents from, I don't remember when, early age, is that I was expected to make some contribution in life. You're supposed to make the world a better place. So it was a great opportunity to do that. It was an opportunity to do math and reading and writing, although reading and writing are very intimately linked. So what's not to love?